Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. If you're in the courtyard, you want to come on in, we're going to begin. And it is going to be a busy December, busy Christmas. We've got a lot of things going on here, and I know for you it's going to be a busy Christmas season, but we know that the Lord is going to fill it with His grace and His goodness. If you have your Bibles, we're reading through Psalm 119. We're actually going in portions of it. The longest chapter in the Bible, 176 verses, and we're going to look at verses 65 to 72. And the psalmist is declaring God's grace and His goodness in His dealings in times of adversity, in times of trials in our life, and how God, through that, He brings us to God's desired end. So follow along. I'll begin in verse 65. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good discernment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The arrogant have forged a lie against me. With all my heart, I will observe your precepts. Their heart is covered with fat, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Father, we thank you, Lord. Your word is precious to us. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would lead us and guide us, Lord, this morning in the time of worship, in the time of your word. Your word is a light unto our path, a lamp unto our steps, Lord. So bless your people, Lord, as we bless you through this time of worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
The Father's arms are open. proclaim that this morning in this place, that you are good to us. We thank you, Lord, that your hand is never too far to reach us, God. We thank you for the grace and the love that you pour out upon our lives daily. Lord, we worship you. Amen. Let's all stand together.